We've got more election news for you since the last time we spoke. Hello, I'm Addison Antonoff. I'm a reporter with the Weston Observer, and you're listening to Above the Fold, a podcast that is connected to our newspaper. I'm here with our managing editor, Melissa Russell.
Hi, Addison.
And our assistant editor, Chris Larrabee.
Good afternoon, Addison.
And we've had some developments since last time we spoke. Maya Liu has dropped out of the select board race, so barring any write-ins, we have an uncontested race for select board. School committee and recreation are still contested unless something else happens. But that's our latest update for you. So we're going to walk through a little bit about what election coverage looks like for an uncontested race versus a contested race. You know, things are always happening. The first election that I covered, I had to leave early because someone drove off of a pier on the other end of town. So this is at least a little less jarring than that, but have to keep up with things one way or the other.
You should add that that was in the Vineyard and not in Weston.
Yes. For those of you unfamiliar, there are no piers to drive off of in Weston. But at my previous job at the Vineyard Gazette, I was sitting outside of a library waiting for write-in votes to be counted. And while I was sitting there, one of the candidates said, "It looks like someone's driven off the pier," and showed me a Facebook post, and off I went. So hopefully we'll have a little less car action than that on our election day. But it seems like there are a couple less questions in the air than there was earlier in our election coverage. But that is the way things are. But we could talk also about some of our contested races. Chris, you've been interviewing candidates for a school committee. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how that's been going?
Yeah, in the April 10th paper, we will see the our election preview for the school committee race. It's the incumbent school committee chair, Adam Newman, is facing a challenge from Steve Dietz, who... sure, everybody's starting to see some of the signs pop up around town. I think things are going to heat up a little bit. Just sat down with each of them for a Q&A. They're fairly long, actually, about 1,000 words apiece. So pretty meaty, and there will be more online for everybody to check out.
Yeah, it's interesting that you sat down with them. I know that we spoke a lot about that in the newsroom in terms of how to get these questions across. Do you submit Q&As and have them fill it out? We talked to them in person. Can you talk a little bit about the decision process behind what we did?
Sure. So actually, I've never done a Q&A style election preview before. I usually just, you know, let me back up, ask everybody the same questions. Everybody gets similar amount of space. Try to keep it as fair as possible. Typically, I write a narrative piece, which is easier in some respects because for myself, it's a little more what I do naturally. But I think you really get an unfiltered view, other than our edits for clarity and condensing the interview. But it's really just a more raw look at how people are kind of approaching the race or priorities. I will say both these gentlemen gave great interviews. Their priorities are kind of the same. They're both looking at the budget, just trying to be a little more transparent with voters. The school budget is about 50%. That's a little maybe over exaggeration, maybe what, 45, I think you said the other day.
I believe it's 41.4% of the town's budget.
So we'll go with nearly half of the town's budget is the school budget. So it's everybody has their eyes on it. Both of them just looking at fiscal responsibility. And I think the other thing is both of them have a priority to bring more people into the conversation when it comes to the budget and school committee business as a whole. I will say I attend most of the meetings, some virtually, some in person, and typically the audience is just full of faculty and staff. You know, the principals are there, other department heads. There's often not a lot of public there. Not a bad thing. I don't think there's been too much controversy lately, but more people can foster better discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's always exciting as a reporter when you see contested races. You know, it gets the blood going. You want to come up with good questions. You want to hear what people have to say. But it is, you know, kind of a trend of low voter participation, which leads to kind of, you know, complacency. And, you know, these are two very strong candidates with very similar priorities, like you said, Chris. So remains to be seen if they get the vote out, if they get people other than their immediate supporters to the polls.
Yeah, and I think it was interesting that you like sat down with them as opposed to submitting, because in my experience in contested races, a lot of times you send a Q&A and they send something back. But those have been at news organizations that have been around a little bit longer than we have. So I really appreciate it. I have been covering the select board race as much as it is a race. So, and so I sat down with the three candidates, which is Al Adelot, Rebecca McCurry, and Anupam Sachdev. You can read more about them at thewestendobserver.org or in the weekly paper. And, you know, asked them about their experience professionally, municipally, what drew them to it, and getting to sit down with them. Because even if I've seen them in town hall, we're still very new to town, kind of developing that relationship with like what service are we going to provide as a newspaper, and how do our interactions work with local politicians has been interesting. So I appreciated that we sat down and spoke to them, although I know editing has been a little bit more difficult because of that.
It's a good relationship builder too, both for just our kind of new newspaper here and just in general. We have to work with these people regardless of who's elected, and it's good to be able to sit down, shake their hand, just chat a little bit about ourselves and, you know, maybe just, you know, have some side conversations that don't get into the paper. It's just nice to build those relationships up, be a friendly face for these people, because at some point we'll have to ask them maybe some questions they won't like. But it's just good to have that kind of rapport with people.
Yeah. And I think it provides a chance, like you were saying, the personality aspect of whether or not a race is contested. These are the people who are going to be filling the seats and making decisions for town. I think it's so important for residents to know who they are, you know, obviously what their goals are, what their beliefs about town government and what the future of Weston should hold, but also just who they are as a person. We're a small community here. We should probably all know each other, especially those who are making decisions, so you can hold them accountable to the beliefs that they have and the promises that they've made. Also just know, you know, who the hell is making these choices for me.
Yeah, and that's our job, is to introduce the candidates, even when a race is uncontested, just so people have a clear mind when they do cast their vote about, you know, who their neighbors are and what they represent.
And we'll put in a little plug here for the League of Women Voters on April 9th at 7 p.m. Via Zoom. They're going to be holding a candidates forum. Not sure what the format is going to look like. I imagine it'd be some sort of Q&A with the least contested race folks, but check it out. I think it'd be a good chance to meet some of these people.
Yes, always a chance to get to know who they are more directly. And if you are interested in getting more involved in town government, you can check our website for some explainers on how the whole process functions. I've been writing those, and that's been a great time getting to know some of the people in town hall a little bit better. We've got one on town meeting coming up ahead of our annual town meeting in May. But in the meantime, thanks, Chris. Thanks, Melissa. I think that's all that we've got for today. Thanks, as always, to Weston Media for helping us out, particularly Joey Haskins today for his help. Thank you, readers and donors, for all of your support. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach us at editor@westonobserver.org. In the meantime, thank you for listening, and we'll see you around town.